Governor Newsom's successor, part 2, President or Vice President Newsom. Commentary. On April 25, President Joe Biden launched his 2024 re-election bid. To me, at least, even in the heavily rehearsed and edited announcement video, he looked frail and partly incoherent. Americans seemed to agree. An NBC News poll released the day before showed 70% of them don't want him to run again. Which brings up various succession scenarios, both for him and for California Governor Gavin Newsom, a top possibility to succeed Biden. And if Newsom is promoted, what does that mean for his own successor as California governor? What if Newsom has to wait until 2028, fulfilling his full second term as governor? Some scenarios. Scenario 1, Biden drops out, Newsom goes for it. Biden could decide later this year or early next year not to run and cancel his campaign. In that case, the field would be open for the Democratic nomination. Newsom and Vice President Kamala Harris, also a Californian, both would jump in immediately. They would join those who already have announced, Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If Newsom is elected president in 2024, he would be succeeded as governor by Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis. She would fulfill the final 2 years of his term, then almost certainly run for re-election in 2028. The California Democratic Party is very hierarchical. As I noted in part 1, it's hard to see someone seriously challenging her from her own party. In 2018, Senator Dianne Feinstein was challenged by former State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, currently a Los Angeles councilman. Due to the state's peculiar top two system, they were from the same party. Already frail, and with DeLeon campaigning on being younger, she still won, 54% to 46%. That was a falloff from her 63% to 37% victory in 2012 over Republican Elizabeth Emken. Scenario 2, Harris replaced on the VP ticket. Harris currently is Biden's running mate. As the New York Times reported Tuesday, the vice president will be central to President Biden's re-election efforts, particularly on the issue of abortion access. Both critics and supporters say the increased spotlight is a good thing. But what if she is haunted by the criticisms of the past 4 years? That she is a terrible speaker and campaigner? Then the party replaces her with Newsom as the vice presidential nominee, with Biden on the top of the ticket? Then Biden-Newsom wins? It could happen. In that scenario, for California, Newsom would again be replaced by Kunalakis as governor, as in scenario 1 above. Scenario 3, Biden quits, Harris becomes president. This is a real possibility. The big question there is, how would she perform? Would her shaky performance as VP continue as president, or would she grow in the job? Lincoln's experience in office when he became president was as a state legislator and, briefly, a backbench U.S. congressman. Harry Truman was an experienced U.S. senator, but one who, even as vice president, had been kept in the dark on the atomic bomb project. In this case, Newsom could possibly have a shot at the vice presidency under Harris. Or, if she stumbled, Newsom could even challenge her. In 1976, President Gerald Ford was seen as weak even as a stumblebum mocked on Saturday Night Live. He was challenged and almost toppled for the Republican nomination by Ronald Reagan, who went on to win it all 4 years later. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter also was seen as weak, and he was challenged by Senator Edward Kennedy, who also lost. If Newsom challenged Harris and got the nomination, then won in November 2024, Kunalakis would again be elevated to governor of California. Scenario 4, Newsom waits, runs for president in 2028. In this case, a lot depends on who is president in 2028. Some sub-scenarios. Biden is re-elected in 2024 and makes it to 2028. Then it's an open field and Newsom would be the favorite against Harris or anybody else. Harris is president and herself runs for re-election in 2028. This would be much like scenario 3, above, with Newsom challenging a sitting President Harris. Harris is president and, for some reason, doesn't run for re-election in 2028. Again, Newsom would be the favorite to get the nomination. Conclusion: many paths to the Oval Office. Newsom has shown himself to be a skilled politician, able to take advantage of his opponent's mistakes. In the mid-2010s, when he was lieutenant governor and Harris was the state's attorney general, they divvied up two posts soon to be opening up. Harris took the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Barbara Boxer, and Newsom, of course, took the governorship. The division suited both well, with each as detailed above having highly possible shots at becoming president. The main thing not widely known then was Harris's difficulties in campaigning and speaking in public. Finally, there are, of course, other Democratic candidates out there seeking a promotion to chief executive. The predicted betting site lists the top candidates after Biden, who is at 79 cents, Newsom 11 cents, Harris 7 cents, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker 3 cents, Hillary Clinton 2 cents, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg 2 cents, Senator Bernie Sanders 1 cent, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez 1 cent, Senator Amy Klobuchar 1 cent. Then there are Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and numerous other current and former senators and governors. You also never know when an unknown, like Jimmy Carter in 1977, might pop up and claim the prize. President Trump and other Republican candidates also will be a factor in the Democratic nomination, as the candidates spar with them at campaign events. With numerous domestic issues boiling, and the international situation grave over Ukraine and Taiwan and elsewhere, the choice before American voters in 2024 will be momentous. John Seiler's email: writejohnseiler@gmail.com.